What's with the sharks? To quote the International Shark Attack File, the number of unprovoked shark attacks has grown at a steady rate over the past century. The same group says that there were 96 incidents worldwide in 2006. Florida had the highest number in the United States with 23 separate attacks. You turn to the Weather Channel to see a weather report and see a shark report instead, as I did a few summers ago, and you know something's up. When the shark bites, someone must pay. Sharks, they swim off and never take responsibility for their actions, so plaintiffs are forced to look elsewhere. Even back more than 100 years ago, in 1903, a sailor traveling from South America to Savannah, Georgia, fell off the ship one night. A shark bit him. His colleagues pulled him back onto the ship and tended to his wounds as best they could. But the ship's captain decided not to change course or to head to a closer port. So 3 months later, when the ship finally reached Savannah, the sailor went to see a lawyer and sued his employer. The trial court awarded him $1,500 for what it called his unspeakable agony, indeed torture. But the appellate court was not so alarmed. It found that the captain's decision to press on had had no effect on the sailor's recovery. The sailor suffered, sure, but he got better before the ship ever would have reached a port. Sorry, sailor, recovery denied. Sorry, too, in a more recent case, to a man who worked for a shark handling company. He agreed to help move a shark that had outgrown a tank at what the court called a shark club. The shark, as you might imagine, had grown quite fond of his home and lashed out at those moving him. The employee, boasting a fresh shark bite on his arm, sued the shark club and blamed it for his injuries. But he lost. The court found that, sure, when a club keeps, harbors, or owns a dangerous animal like a shark, the club is usually strictly liable for resulting injuries like shark bites, except when someone agrees to move the shark and take hold of it himself. In legal terms, that means that he assumes the risk of dealing with the biting animal. The court found shark bites an occupational hazard of shark handling and allowed no recovery. And it's usually the same result for the complete innocent, the person who goes swimming and is attacked by a hungry or annoyed or distracted shark. No recovery. That's what a Florida court decided a few years ago. A boy went swimming and a shark attacked him just off a city beach. The boy sued the city for his injuries. The court decided that the city had no warning that sharks were swimming about and that a shark attack wasn't foreseeable to anyone under those circumstances. Besides, the court noted, no one's really responsible for wild animals' actions as long as no one has taken possession or harbored the creature. So what's with the sharks? We know one thing for sure. If you're ever the unfortunate victim of a shark bite, you'll need a real shark of a lawyer to recover anything. I'm Amy Guida.